the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Why did Jesus take the man aside, away from the crowd? And who were they who begged Jesus to lay a hand on him? You who are wearing hearing aids, and you who have them but are not wearing them, know how a lot of voices make it harder to hear. It's good if we develop more pastoral sensitivity, as Jesus did to quite a number of our members here with reducing hearing ability. Deafness is more socially isolating than blindness. Why else? Jesus is back in Gentile territory, the Decapolis. Last time he was here, he healed the demoniac and cast out a legion of demons into pigs who rushed down into the sea. Remember how the people told Jesus to go away, ASAP. So why is he here again? We just heard that he needed a break from uptight Jews and went up to Tyre. But even there, the Syrophoenician woman had heard of his healing powers, and she was desperate for help for her daughter. Jesus tried not to hear her pain, but by the grace of God, his ears were opened further, and he took compassion on that family, admired her faith, and healed the girl without touch. It is possible to interpret this incident as a turning point for Jesus. Ministry was not just for Israelites. Can our community also have turning points of listening and hearing and acting? So I don't know why Jesus is in Gentile territory again, but you know how one thing leads to another? Did the man know about the pig story? Oh, very likely. Let's imagine he did, and he's shaking, for Jesus is that Jew that did it. He's taken aside. Jesus uses touch, a hand, two fingers to the ears, spit on a finger or directly onto his tongue. Looking to heaven, he says firmly, "Ephphatha, be opened." And then the man could hear clearly and speak plainly. No demons, physical healing, community excitement. When I was a new deacon in Canberra Parish, there was a woman in the congregation, and through IVF, she had finally had a child, twins, though one had Down syndrome. The mother suffered from tinnitus and asked for prayer, constant ringing in her ears. Inspired by this gospel, I went to her home and suggested using spit in her ears, and she agreed. I so wanted to help her, but no, there was no change. Be opened. What are we open to, and what are we closed to? There is our hearing God, and there is hearing others. When we resist something, we don't hear, or we won't hear. Even Jesus resisted the neediness and culture of that woman. The great Saint Augustine resisted God for years. And then, to quote from his Confessions, "You called, you cried, you shattered my deafness. You touched me, and now I burn with longing for your peace." He said, "You shattered my deafness." If you are one who is resisting Jesus, I say, he has so much love for you, so much healing of hurts and shame, and so much better life in hand for you. Services, liturgies like this one, give us the opportunity to hear God speak. Most of the words we use are from the Bible. We hear and we respond. A quiet day or a longer retreat gives us a chance to quiet the voices and the noise in our brains and hear God personally. Hearing comes before speaking. Toddlers understand sentences before they start talking to you. Wayne is planning for us to get some training here on better hearing, which can result in not being anxious about what to say on a pastoral visit. And I'm looking forward to when he sets the date for that happening for us. Did you know that in the old prayer book, the Sunday with this gospel reading was known as Ephphatha Sunday and dedicated to special concern for deaf and dumb people? In early centuries, and probably in some churches still, the ears and lips of one being baptised are touched and words said, "May the Lord open your ears to hear his word and your mouth to proclaim his praise." And so this brings us to the more challenging question today. What is causing the speech impediment of the church? Have we stopped really listening to Jesus? In what state is my hearing? This community does listen. It responds to lack of justice for asylum seekers, responds to gender prejudices, to the vulnerability of aged people, to people with mental health, to farmers in drought, and the issue in our other two readings this morning, rich and poor. The poor go off to St John's Care, and you should see the wonderful list of our volunteers in the bulletin today who go to and help at St John's Care. So we do listen. The Church of James had rich and poor in it, and there was concern for a proper respect for the poor. Let me repeat that bit. Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonoured the poor. Is it not the rich who oppose you and oppress you, who drag you into court? And from Proverbs that Hilary read, those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Do not rob the poor because they are poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, equals courts. For the Lord pleads their cause and despoils of life those who despoil them. I feel there is growing corruption in Australia. But am I speaking up against such dishonesty, greed, and cruelty? Not really. Am I sharing enthusiastically the gospel as a better way of life with those who just don't know, or the new atheists? Even Jesus could not open the closed minds of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And I ask myself, in what state is my hearing? And yet, we understand here, good works follow our faith. In my country parishes, where they were all a bit shy, they would all often say, actions speak louder than words. And there's no doubt, actions speak loud. But to be louder than something, there has to be the other something. And so, I wonder. Mind you, some people are gifted in actions and some in words. But I wonder, how do we sing the Lord's words in the new media? I've heard Wayne does that on Facebook. I've only been told that he does comment on issues. So we have someone who could lead us better that way. Ephphatha, by God's grace, inhibited tongues can be loosened. Amen.